welcome to our second mini pod of the month. I'm here with Brad, Bud, Rob, and Phil. So now we're going to bring up a topic that we've been discussing, and we thought it'd be fun to put on one of our mini pods here. So we were thinking, okay, we talk about sports movies quite a bit. It's not all we watch. It's mostly what we watch, but it's not all that we watch. So we were thinking, there's a lot of movies that aren't sports movies that have good or funny sports scenes in them. We decided we'd all get together and talk with you guys about just some of our favorite sports scenes in non-sports movies. I'm going to go around and just ask everybody for one or maybe two or so of your favorite kind of scenes in a movie that is not considered a sports movie. I thought I would start with Rob here and see what he thought. So Rob, what's one of your favorite or a couple of your favorite sports scenes in a non-sports movie?
This has to begin with the pool volleyball scene in Meet the Parents. Everything about that pool volleyball scene works. It's one of the funniest damn things I've ever seen in my life. Everything from the fact that you have the scene before the scene where Ben Stiller's like staring down the red Speedo is like his only option of bathing suit to get into the pool. And then he comes rolling on out and Robert De Niro, I believe, calls him like a Russian Red or something like that along the scene. You got the ex-boyfriend, Owen Wilson, who insists that he has to be on the same team as his fiance because they've been playing this for years together. So. And then he's chastising him too. He keeps calling him the wrong name. And then I forget who the other guy is, but hell, he calls him out and goes, if Florence Nightingale over here would just play defense.
Yeah.
He ends up spiking the ball into his fiance's sister's face, who is also the bride. And then the mother jumps into the pool. Holy clothes, the daughter's drowning or something. It's like a national tragedy. She jumps in only to have Robert De Niro screaming, what the hell's wrong with you? It's only a game, fucker. Love that scene.
That's what I was going to pick too, actually.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Awesome. Yes.
It just hits every beat. Is comedy gold. In a movie that is comedy gold. One of the best comedies ever. And yeah, you have to have that scene.
Yes.
On a serious side, man, American History X. I mean, the basketball scene in American History X is one of the most beautifully shot basketball scenes, not just for sports scenes or sport. It's not a sports movie, obviously. It's one of the best executed scenes from just director of photography and the cinematography of it. It's beautifully done. The execution, the choreography of it, it is a really good basketball scene. And I would throw that up there with Blue Chips or any other Hoosiers, any of the best basketball movies we can name.
That's good, man. That's a good one. Yeah. Yeah.
That's just one of those movies that I can only watch once every 8 or 9 years because it's so heart-wrenching. So I haven't seen it in so long that I can't even remember that scene.
It's so well done, but it just gets
you. It's a great movie.
It just comes out of nowhere, too.
It's just hard to watch. Yeah.
It's this incredible basketball scene. And for a second there, you feel like basketball's the escape in prison. And you almost, as a viewer, at the point of that basketball scene, you feel like you're escaping for just like a breath of air for a few minutes. It is an incredibly moving scene. Yeah. And it's a basketball game.
That's good. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Bud, what do you think? Do you have a scene or a couple of scenes that you feel like are good sports scenes and non-sports movies?
My favorite one, and I still think it's one of the funniest moments in any movie, is from Naked Gun, where he's the umpire, the baseball umpire.
Yes.
And he's playing to the crowd to a ridiculous degree. He's like, Steve, Iraq. three, and he's like doing the splits and stuff, and then he's like also looking for a bomb, so he's messing up all the players like inappropriately the entire time. And one time he calls a strike and the ball hadn't even crossed the plate yet. He's like, strike! And everybody's like cheering. It's hilarious. If you haven't seen it, you 100% should. On a more serious note, I thought the part in Dark Knight Rises where Bane blows up the Pittsburgh Steelers stadium as he's like returning the kick for a touchdown, and mm-hmm. the field is like collapsing in the background as he's like running back, that was really cool. What else? The Forrest Gump returning the kick for the touchdown was cool. And the whole ping pong thing with him were cool parts. And then,
but taking you back, that Dark Knight one, I just got to say, that is an amazing bit of cinematography, how they filmed that and everything too.
Yes.
Just the angles and everything that was done on that. It wasn't just there's a hole magically, the way that they progressed that shot and changed the angles throughout, but yet it was still smooth. That scene was just geniusly done, and it really doesn't get talked enough about because the rest of that movie is so good too.
Christopher Nolan at his finest.
The Dark Knight one was actually the first one on my list, so I 100% agree. Just it was
really,
so
well done. Yeah.
And it's one of those scenes that you don't remember, that is forgotten. Yeah, but it's a great scene, yeah.
Honestly, I Googled this, and I didn't even think about it until I saw that on there. And I was like, oh, yeah, that was really cool. And the last one I had isn't from a movie. I just put the basketball episode from the show The Office. That's a really funny episode. But
true.
I love it. I dig it.
But my funniest one, definitely the Naked Gun, the first one, Raising Empire, and then the Dark Knight Rises part. So those are the two I'll go with.
Those are good ones. Yeah. Yeah. I forgot about the Naked Gun one, man. That was a classic one.
That one was good.
All right. Phil, what do you have here?
I have, other than the Dark Knight Rises one, I have two more. And one of them is more of a funny movie, and then one of them is more serious. The funny one is, I'm sure Brad might have it. I don't know if he does or not. But we always talk about how this is the movie that we judge other people by on whether or not they like.
Yeah.
And it is Princess Bride. The fencing, the sword fight scene, because fencing is a sport.
Classic. It's a classic.
And true. We've always talked about, we're like, we can't, before, obviously we're married now, but before that, we're like, we can't be with someone who doesn't like Princess Bride.
To clarify, Phil and I are not married.
Yeah, not to each other. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Yeah, we're not married to each other. But yeah.
Regretfully.
They're in an entanglement.
But
it's complicated.
It's an entanglement.
But Princess Bride is my top three of movies of all time. And that scene is right up there with any other.
Hilarious about that scene. I just love it how it's, oh, I have something to tell you. I'm not left-handed. And then they go on and the other guys, neither am I.
Yeah.
It's a great, and it's just a good sword fight scene.
Yeah.
My second one is, I didn't think anybody would have this, and I'm going to go with Hitchcock, a Hitchcock movie. Strangers on the Train. One of the lead characters is a tennis player. So there's a tennis scene kind of near the end, and it's one of my favorite Hitchcock movies. And so I'm going to put the tennis scene from Strangers on a Train right up there.
Excellent scene, by the way, and great movie. That's a solid choice. Yeah, I completely forgot about that.
It's a good one, and it's more serious. If you guys haven't seen Strangers on the Train, you need to watch that movie. It's a good
one. I haven't seen that.
So. I would say it's right up there, top three best Hitchcock films.
And it's definitely my top five.
It's definitely, I think North by Northwest is probably my favorite of all Hitchcock films, but I would say Strangers on the Train is right up there.
Mm-hmm. All right, Brad?
They're all set, no, I'm kidding. I obviously did have the Princess Bride one. None of you will be surprised on that. Another one that, just because it's somewhat cringeworthy, the basketball scene in Along Came Polly with Ben Stiller and Philip Seymour Hoffman's character. Hey, you think about it, because dudes are playing against her, rubbing their dad bod, sweaty, hairy chest against the dude's face right after Ben Stiller's character just went off about how he's such a germaphobe. And I'm not a germaphobe, and that made me want to throw up a little bit. But also Sandy, Philip Seymour Hoffman's character in there, going and in his mind, he's amazing at basketball and he keeps just chunking these bricks up at the board and just yelling things like, make it rain, and from downtown. And he's just clanging off the rim or off the backboard, nowhere near close to the basket. And I don't know, that scene always cracks me up. The other one I thought of, not a traditional sport by any means, but once again, the filming, the cinematography of it was amazing. How about in the Harry Potter movies with Quidditch games? Filming that, I'm not a huge Harry Potter watcher by any means, but filming that scene and how they did it and everything was pretty amazing to watch, because I can't remember, but they said the amount of cameras that they had all around to catch all the angles and make that work was just asinine. So I can appreciate what it takes to film something like that.
I wondered if someone would say that, actually. Yeah. Because it's a sport that was created in a movie, you know.
Right. So
I just don't get the one thing I don't get about that, since we're talking about it, and maybe you guys know, I don't know, but what's the point of making the goals? Because if you catch the little thing that flies around, you instantly win anyway. So like, why would you waste any time like trying to make goals? I would just send everyone to go catch that dumb thing. But I don't know. That's why I'm not the Harry Potter guy. But yeah, that would be
good question. I'd never actually thought about that.
Because then they're like, oh, as soon as he catches it, oh, we win. You know, I'm like, why were we shooting goals this whole time? Yeah, you guys all had good ones. You took several of mine. I did have a couple others that I thought of. One, the football scene in Wedding Crashers. I love that scene where
on my list.
Yeah, you had like Bradley Cooper and Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson. They're all out there like playing football. Bradley Cooper's taking it way too seriously. He's like knocking over Vince Vaughn. So they're like, he's had several generations of large family breeding. I think it's like the dad or whatever is saying that. And then they're like, come on, Tom or Todd, why don't you come out and play a little football with us? And then like the artsy Todd guy is like, you must be joking. You
know? Would that make you love me?
Would that make you love me? And Wilson's, every time I look at you, talking to Vince Vaughn, he's, every time I look at you, you're on the ground. You know, and he's like, you're just getting knocked over. It's classic, man. So it makes me laugh. Another one, and I'm surprised Phil didn't bring this up because he's watched this movie so many times, loves it so much. The volleyball scene in Top Gun, man. The cinematography, the sweat glistening, the strangely
I very love
80s style, you know.
I love Top Gun. I love Top Gun, and I despise that scene. I love Top Gun, and I despise
it. Oh, it's completely ridiculous. It's completely
ridiculous. That scene, one of the most unnecessary scenes in movie history.
Oh, it was, they totally threw it in for, I don't know, for all the guys that were taking their girls, you know.
On top of probably
the female viewers.
Probably the worst song on the Top Gun soundtrack.
Yeah.
I apologize if that's a wild ass take, but
I feel insulted by it. That's totally on my iPod.
All right.
What's this movie you're talking about? What's it called? Top Gun?
I've never heard of it. Yeah, don't worry.
It'll probably be like Caddyshack, and he'll watch the second Top Gun before he watches the first.
Yeah, exactly. And he'll why did you like that movie? It was horrible. Yeah, exactly.
So. We told you it was horrible, Phil, going into it.
That was the whole point. Well,
thanks for your time tonight, and glad we got a chance to kick that around. And maybe some of our listeners have thought of other scenes we haven't thought of. And if so, just drop a comment in the comments below, and maybe we'll get it on a future pod. We'd love to hear from you. Until then, I'm going to end by kicking it over to Brad so he can do a final intro for the next pod we have coming on the 5th of May. So, Brad.
All right, Josh. Hope y'all enjoyed the many episodes to get you through to our next full movie. On May 5th, we're going to take a look at Million Dollar Baby and discuss that amongst ourselves. If you would like to get in on the discussion too, watch that movie and tune in on May 5th. Thank you all for listening, as always.